Hi, I'm Katie. I've been working on this building better collaborations between health departments and school districts for the past 3 years. I have no disclosures to say. So our long-term goal of the project was to improve the collaborative efforts between public health and school systems in order to protect and promote health and safety of vulnerable populations. In this case, our vulnerable population is children in schools, specifically. Our main objective was to develop a toolkit that was aimed at local health departments and school districts to help improve collaborative efforts between the two parties, specifically in emergency situations, but also improve collaborative efforts in general. And in order to reach the main objective, we conducted a national survey with questions related to successful existing collaborations between the school systems and the local health departments. So our hypothesis was that more effective collaborations between local health departments and school systems were having more successful collaborations were essential in fulfilling the health needs of children within the school system, both general health needs and specifically related to emergency preparedness. To establish future successful joint efforts, we need to identify existing components of successful collaborations so we can see what made them successful and pinpoint recommendations for making future successful collaborations. So the Preparedness and Emergency Response Center, PERC, we conducted a national survey, like I said. We had a random sample of 750 school districts, schools, and health departments. The school districts were chosen from the health department sample, so the school districts were all from the 750 health departments, and then the schools that we chose were within those school districts. Questionnaires were electronically distributed, and individuals responded to the questionnaire online, and questions were designed to assess the elements of collaboration most frequently reported with program success and failure. So our response rate was 159 health departments, 76 school districts, and 15 schools. For the purpose of analyzing the data, we kind of left off the schools. And one interesting thing is of the 159 health departments and the 76 school districts that responded, we had 25 matched pairs of health departments and school districts that we did additional data analysis on, which was really helpful to see their responses to the same program for comparison. So this is just kind of the health department sample. It's a mix of, you know, cities, counties, region. The health departments were a mix of county health departments and state health departments. We kind of had a high response rate from rural health departments, and we also had a high response rate from health departments serving less than 25% of 25,000 people. So current existing joint efforts between local health departments and school districts, we kind of anticipated the immunizations being really high. Most schools you talk to have programs with the health departments on immunization. And then family planning was the lowest existing joint effort. So our questionnaire results regarding the characteristics on most and least successful collaborations were used to develop a comprehensive list of the top factors for organizational success. Our top factors for successful collaborations include communication, funding, organizational engagement, and defined roles. The interesting things here, which some of the following slides show, is that with funding, it wasn't complete funding that indicated success. Even partial funding led to more successful programs. So lack of funding as a whole was a barrier to successful programs, but partial funding lead to increased success. Also, with organizational engagement, having some sort of top-down interest from administrators was an indicator of success, and it didn't have to be organizational engagement across the whole organization. So, like I said before, unfunded programs, partially funded programs, completely funded programs. You can kind of see how the unfunded, how the partially funded and completely funded programs led to more successful programs, which is the blue bar. Defined roles between the local health department and the school district was also really important. So almost more than three quarters of the existing collaborations had some sort of pretty clearly defined role between the school district and the health department. So the five being completely defined and four being almost completely defined, 75% had four or five as their indicated number in response to that. So barriers to success, which can kind of be anticipated from the indicators of success, was lack of time for the program, lack of funding for the program, lack of desire to implement the program, and lack of administration support for the intended collaborative efforts. So what do we do with this information? We had all this interesting information about collaborative efforts between schools and health departments, and what was our plan for it? Our plan the whole time was to develop a toolkit that helped improve collaborative efforts between school systems and local health departments. And I think the plan for the toolkit prior to the national survey was different than what we ended up doing after the national survey showed us barriers to success, factors for success, and other things. So we created a collaborative toolkit, the kind of a long title, and it was created in order to help foster better collaborative efforts between the two organizations being school systems and local health departments. The toolkit just completed a pilot program with health departments and school districts that had originally answered the national survey, so they had were already moderately aware of our program. Our toolkit is going to be revised based on information we gathered during that pilot, and we are going to implement it further in the next year. So in conclusion, there are many critical components that exist to make effective collaborations. Our study helped us identify key factors in contributing to the success and failure of collaborative efforts, and further research is needed to evaluate if specific characteristics of programs are more successful or if program topics themselves lead to increased success, because we don't really know if it was the actual interest in the program that led to increased success. So,
questions for our presenter today?
Yes.
How did you define success?
They actually self-defined success.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we
identified their most successful programs.
Okay.
We had some parts of the questionnaire were like the Likert scale 1 to 5, and then some parts of the questionnaire were fill in the blank, which were analyzed by our graduate student researchers.
I was wondering about defined roles and if they had specific defined roles for a particular project or in general, if they had a formalized relationship.
No, for the most part, it was not like formalized. You know, there weren't MOUs and existing, like, there, it wasn't super formal defined roles between the organizations. It was, like Dr. Shoaf said, self-defined. They wrote in, we had defined roles. You know, they answered the 1 to 5, and then they said our defined roles were on the preparedness program, or our defined roles were with immunization. That actually did not come up at all. In having just done the end of the pilot interviews, some of that was mentioned in those interviews that I actually just completed a couple weeks ago, but we don't really know anything about it yet. But it wasn't mentioned in the national survey.
Okay.